This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 469 for Monday, July 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, seeing a continuation of last week's recovery off nearby lows. Canola up $5.60 in the November contract at $860.70 per ton. January up $5.40 at $867.60. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil, all contributed to the early buying interest in canola. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which is down by about half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, was also supportive. Forecasts calling for warmer and drier prairie weather over the next few weeks were also supportive, although moisture levels are thought to be reasonably good in most areas for the time being. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher, while wheat is mixed. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and pre-report positioning was a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans, they did gap higher in overnight trade, the November contract up 6 cents now at 14.02 per bushel. Forecasts calling for hot and dry Midwestern weather accounted for some of the strength, especially as tomorrow's USDA report is expected to show a tightening of soybean balance sheets. Corn futures, they're underpinned by the weather forecast as well. The September contract, it is up 9 cents at 6.43 per bushel. Corn is going through its key pollination stage with hotter temperatures and lower than normal precipitation likely to cut into the yield potential for the crop. However, tomorrow's USDA estimates are still expected to show slight increases in U.S. corn production and carryout, given the increases to the acreage base from earlier projections. Wheat is mixed. After climbing higher in overnight activity, the wheat futures ran into resistance, moving back below unchanged in the most active contracts. Minneapolis down 12 cents in the September contract at 9.79 per bushel. Kansas City down 20 cents in September at 9.25 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 22 cents in the September contract at 8.69 per bushel. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest did account for some of the weakness in those contracts, while spring wheat lagged to the downside, finding some support by the hotter growing conditions. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 11th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.